Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, tape 27, frame 822. Read the question.
เจ้าจะบ่ได้ไปไกลบ
่ What does it mean? It means, won't you be able to make it far? Now write a negative answer in the space provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
บ่จะบ่ได้ไปไกล
Frame 823. Read the sentence.
เจ้าไปบ่ได้ไกล
What does it mean? It means you didn't make it far. Frame 824. Read the question.
เจ้าไปได้ไกลบ
่ What does it mean? It means, did you make it far? Now write a negative answer in the space provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
บ่บ่ได้ไกล
Frame 825. Read the sentence.
เจ้าไปไกลบ่ได
้ What does it mean? It means you couldn't go far. Frame 826. Read the question.
จัวไปไกลบ่ได้บ
่ What does it mean? It means, couldn't the novice monk go far? Now write a negative answer to the question in the space provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
บ่บ่ได้
Frame 827. Read the first English word. By. Now read the second word on the same line. Bite. As you observe, both of these words have I sound in them. But it is spelled one way in by and another way in bite. This doesn't surprise you because you already know that the English spelling is not uniform or consistent. Sometimes a sound is spelled one way and sometimes another. This is particularly true of vowels in English, but it's also true of consonants. Compare the spelling of these two words, phone and foam. Here the F sound is spelled two different ways, and the O sound is also spelled two different ways. Frame 828. In Lao, some vowel sounds are spelled one way when they occur in final position in a syllable, and another way when they are not in final position. Some other vowel sounds have only one spelling, regardless of their position in the syllable. Frame 829. As you remember, in earlier frames, before you had learned any consonants, we used X to take the place of initial consonant. Do you still remember how to read those syllables? Read the two syllables here.
Sara'a, ka.
You probably noticed that both syllables have high pitch contour. Frame 830. Just to refresh your memory, we will now practice a few syllables beginning with X. Read these. The tape will confirm your response. Number one.
Sara e.
Number two.
Sara wa.
Number 3.
Sara e.
Number 4.
Sara o.
Number 5.
Sara a.
Number 6.
Sara ia.
Number 7.
Sara o.
Frame 831. Read these syllables. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Sara ua.
Number 2.
Sara o.
Number 3.
Sara ia.
Frame 832. The syllable in written Lao consists of an initial consonant plus a vowel or a diphthong. A final consonant may or may not occur. Number 1. In the rules that follow, X1 will be used to refer to any initial consonant. For example,
to ko, to cho, to do, to to, to bo, to po, to yo, to on.
Number 2, X sub 2 refers to any final consonant. For example,
to ko, to do, to bo.
Number 3, X sub 1 plus
sara a
means any initial consonant followed by
sara a.
For example,
cha, ba, ka, da, pa.
Number 4. This means any initial consonant followed by any final consonant with
maikan
above the initial consonant. For example,
chak, tat, kap.
In the example below, the arrow is used to indicate that a particular sound may be represented by one particular symbol when it is final in a syllable, and a completely different one when it occurs before a final consonant. Thus, X1
sara a
plus X2 is represented by X1
maikan
X2. This means that the sound
a
would be written
sara a
when it occurs in syllable final position and would be written
maikan
when it occurs before a final consonant, represented by X2 here. Frame 833. Look at these symbols and identify each. Number 1. It's any initial consonant. Number 2. Any final consonant. Number 3. Any initial consonant plus
sara a
in syllable final position. Number 4. Any initial consonant plus
maikan
plus a final consonant. In the next few frames, you will be learning what we call Sayasitsana's rules. Frame 834. Number 1. X sub 1 and
sara a
means any initial consonant and
sara a.
For example,
cha, ta, ka, ba, da.
Now look at number 2. This can be read as follows. The vowel sound
a
is written with
sara a
in syllable final position, but is written with
maikan
before final consonants. For example,
kap, at, kat, dap.
What is the vowel sound in each of these examples? The answer is
a.
So as you can see, there are two ways to write the same vowel sound in two different environments. Now we will do some exercises involving the two ways of writing this vowel. Number three, read this word.
Ja.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
Sara.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
Ja.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and check your answer. Number four, read this word.
Gap.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
Tobo.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
Gap.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Number five. Combine the two symbols to form a word. Write it in the spaces provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
Da.
B. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces. Then check your answer. Now read your answer.
Yep.
Number six. Read these words. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
Got.
Number three.
Stop.
Number four.
Ba.
Number five.
Duck.
Frame 835. Number 1. X1 and
Sara E
means any initial consonant and
Sara E.
For example,
Te, Be, Ye.
Now look at number 2. This can be read as follows. The vowel sound
I
is written with
Sara I
in syllable final position, but is written with
Sara I
and
Maikan
before final consonants. For example,
Get, Jip, Dick, Bit.
What is the vowel sound in each of these examples? The answer is
I.
So as you can see, there are two ways to write the same vowel sound in two different environments. Now we will do some exercises involving the two ways of writing this vowel. Number three, read this word.
Te.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
Sara E.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
Te.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and check your answer. The answer is written incorrectly in the text. The vowel should be
Sara E
instead of
Sara A.
Number four. Read this word.
Yep.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
Tobo.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
Yep.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Number 5. Combine the two symbols to form a word. Write in the spaces provided and check your answer. Now, read your answer.
B.
B. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them, and write the word formed in the spaces given. Then check your answer. Now, read your answer.
Get.
C. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them, and write the word formed in the spaces provided. Then check your answer. Now, read your answer.
Chắp.
Number 6. Read these words. Number 1.
Chip.
Number 2.
Chà.
Number
3. Tệ.
Number 4.
Đệt.
Number 5.
Bết.
Number 6.
Cắp.
Number 7.
Bị.
Number 8.
At.
Frame 836. Number 1. X1 and
Sara eh
means any initial consonant and
Sara eh.
For example,
get, get, bet.
Now look at number 2. This can be read as follows. The vowel sound
eh
is written with
sara eh
in syllable final position, but is written with
sara eh
and
mai kan
before final consonants. For example,
kep, det, et.
What is the vowel sound in each of these examples? The answer is
eh.
So as you can see, there are two ways to write the same vowel sound in two different environments. Now we will do some exercises involving the two ways of writing this vowel. Number 3. Read this word.
Get.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
Sara eh.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
get.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and check your answer. Number 4. Read this word.
Et.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
todo.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
et.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Number 5. Combine the two symbols to form a word. Write them in the spaces provided and check your answer. Now, read your answer.
Bet.
B. Combine the consonants and the vowels according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces at the top of the next page. Then check your answer. Now read your answer.
Gap.
C. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces provided. Then check your answer. Now read your answer.
Dip.
D. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces provided. Then check your answer. Now read your answer.
That.
Number 6. Read these words. Number 1.
Ba.
Number 2.
Gap.
Number 3.
Be.
Number 4.
Jet.
Number 5.
That.
Number 6.
At.
Number 7.
Tap.
Number 8.
Bit.
Frame 837. Now we will recapitulate. Look at rules 1, 2, and 3 all together, and compare the way the vowels are written in final and non-final position in the syllable. Can you state these rules in words? Rule 1, for example. This could be stated as follows. The vowel sound
a
is written with
sara a
in syllable final position, but is written with
maikan
before final consonant. Now try to restate rule number 2. This rule could be stated as follows. Vowel sound
e
is written with
sara e
in syllable final position, but is written with
sara e
and
maikan
before final consonant. Now try to restate rule number 3. This could be restated as follows. The vowel sound
e
is written with
sara e
in syllable final position, but is written with
sara e
and
maikan
before final consonant. Frame 838. As you are aware, there are other ways of indicating shortness of the vowel. Just to refresh your memory on this point, look at these pairs of long and short vowels as they are read. Number 1.
Sara i, sara i.
Number 2.
Sara u, sara u.
Number 3.
Sara u, sara u.
Frame 839. Number 1. X1 and
sara ia
means any initial consonant and
sara ia.
For example,
bia, ia.
Now look at number 2. This can be read as follows. The vowel sound
ia
is written with
sara ia
in syllable final position, but is written with
maikan
and
hoinyo
before final consonants. For example,
jet, diet, yep.
What is the vowel sound in each of these examples? The answer is
yep.
Now we will do some exercises involving the two ways of writing this vowel. Number 3. Read this word.
Bia.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
sara ia.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of
bia.
Write your answer in the space provided and check your answer. Number 4. Read this word.
Yep.
What kind of ending is this? The answer is
toko.
B. Using these symbols, label the parts of...
Yek.
Write your answer in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Number 5. Combine the two symbols to form a word. Write the word in the spaces provided and check your answer. Now, read your answer.
Yeah.
B. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Now, read your answer.
Diet.
C. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Read your answer.
Ek.
D. Combine the consonants and the vowel according to the symbols with them and write the word formed in the spaces provided and then check your answer. Now read your answer.
Bit.
E. Form the word and write it in the spaces provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
Up.
Number 6. Read these words. Number 1.
Bit.
Number 2.
Get.
Number 3.
Dick.
Number 4.
Cut.
Number 5.
Ja.
Number 6.
Gap.
Number 7.
Cut.
Number 8.
Bia.
This is the end of tape 27, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.